Today, Body and Mind welcomes Heather Ann Bender to our platform. Psychic medium, life coach, pranic energy healing practitioner, and sound therapist, Heather Ann Bender consults from the Prince's Sanctuary in Benoni. She runs the Spiritualist Sanctuary and offers spiritual development and meditation classes together with Sunday Spiritualist services on the first and third Sundays of each month. Welcome, Heather Ann.
Thank you, Taryn. It's lovely to be with you today.
Awesome. So Heather, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you and what is Heather Ann all about?
Well, I often think I have a dual personality because I do two very vastly different things and bring them together into one. Mm-hmm. But I'll give you a little bit of background on me. I have been involved in the alternative world for a very long time. However, I only started practicing 7 years ago. I was in corporate. I finally took that leap of faith and jumped from the corporate world into living my truth. Mm-hmm. And I've been preparing for a long time for that. So basically, me as a person, I have a husband, I have two children, and I have a grandson.
Oh, congratulations.
Personal about me, yes. And people have been my delight. My entire life, I've been fascinated with people. And been driven to go and see how I can help them find their truth. Because once people find their truth, they find their healing and they can live as the best possible version of themselves going forward. Mm-hmm. So that's what drove me to become a life coach. And then in terms of the psychic medium side to things, from birth, it was a part of who I was. And for a very long time, I kind of sort of headed away. Mm-hmm. And then I realized how using my intuition was so important. And from there, I allowed my gifts to develop. And it is quite how to put it to you, I feel that in being able to connect people with their loved ones, I can assist them in the healing process. And because healing for me is so important, it fits so well into what I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Now, life coaching has become almost a household phrase, and it is helping to change so many people's lives. So what is your speciality and what makes Heather Ann unique in this life coaching aspect?
It's a lovely question, Taryn, because often people don't really understand what a life coach is. Is it possible for me to start there and just describe what life coaching is all about?
Sure, yes, please.
Okay. What's important for people to understand is as a coach, you take a journey alongside them. You take a journey with compassion and with kindness, but with direction. And so for me, what I'm finding so successful in my practice is that people arrive here without their direction in place. And after as many sessions as we deem necessary, they have that direction in place. So it's up to me to take the journey with them, guide them, help them to see what it is they already know. They just don't know how to put it into practice. Mm-hmm. So my speciality as such is that each individual is unique. And what we do is we design what I call a personal development plan for each individual, mm-hmm. where we focus on what the expected outcomes are and how we will go ahead getting them to those points. We then work together either one-on-one or we have sessions via Skype. And I'm available to them via the other platforms as well if they need to chat in between our sessions. So unique for me is that I take that journey alongside them and I'm available to them whenever they need me, even in between our sessions.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
It is fun. People are interesting. Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah. And do you find that, you know, you come across so many different types of people? So do you need to change your communication style, or do you help people with their communication styles and speaking to other people as well? Your life coaching extend that far too?
It needs to. It absolutely needs to. You know, everybody needs a coach. So whether you're a person who is in corporate, I have got I've got a few MDs of companies. in the corporate world that are clients of mine, but I also have people who are in receptionist positions. I have people who are not working who come and see me. Mm-hmm. I have housewives. I have, it's a vast a difference in clientele. But what I've found is that if you really truly listen and allow yourself to understand where that person is coming from, you're able to communicate with them effectively. It's more in the listening to what their needs are than it is in telling them how to do something. It's more sharing the journey with them. I've also found that my life path so far has taken me on various journeys. I have been in management of different levels of individuals. So I've had lots of interaction with people from different walks of life. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think that has stood me in good stead. I'm able to communicate on different levels with different people. But we all have the same needs. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
We all have the same basic needs. We all want the same things. So it doesn't matter where we come from, what we do for a job. What matters is who we want to be as an individual.
Okay. So Heather, you are also a psychic medium. Does this gift help you with your coaching? And can you give us a bit of insight as to how this works?
It helps with the coaching, but I have to be responsible with it. Uh-huh. I'll tell you why. What I've done with my business is I have two separate pillars. I've got the psychic medium side, and then I've got the life coaching side. And the reason being is that if a person's coming to see you for coaching, they need to give you permission to work with them on a psychic level. Mm-hmm. You cannot just use that irresponsibly without getting permission from the client. Mm-hmm. Where it helps me is my intuition is something I can use. But I wouldn't necessarily use my gift when coaching others. They can't lie to me, though. You understand intuition.
Yes.
So, see, and one of the things a lot of my clients joke around with me about is they call me the truth detective. So they know that if they come to me for life coaching, they best tell me the truth. Otherwise, I will push and push and push and push until that truth comes out. They can't lie to me.
Wow.
Whereas on the other side, in terms of being a psychic medium, what I've found has become so amazing is after a reading, I'm able to offer my clients so much more. I can offer them a coaching session if I feel that coaching or counseling is necessary for them, if it's come through in the reading. Mm-hmm. I also do grief counseling, which is aligned to, obviously, my mediumship work, where people are battling to get through the grieving process. Mm-hmm. Also from the energy work perspective and the sound therapy, I'm able to offer that too, so it's holistic. Mm-hmm. And I have a few clients who come and see me for what they call, they've named it, not me, but they call it a 360. So they come for a mini reading, a little bit of coaching, and a little bit of healing. How's that?
Oh, wow, that's interesting. That's fantastic, actually.
It's great. 1 hour session, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they leave your room feeling absolutely amazing. Definitely 360 of beautiful energy that they must experience. Oh,
you know, Taryn, I've got a mission statement, and that mission statement is that no one will leave my practice feeling less than. They all have to feel better than they arrived here. It's important to me. Mm-hmm. And if it means I have to go over time with them, I need to get them to a point when they leave, they feel better. They are better. It's very important.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Heather, I've really enjoyed the time that we've spent together. Just one quick question that has come through. You mentioned the word mediumship. Yes. Mediumship and being a psychic, are they different in any way?
There's most definitely a difference. You know, when we look at the gifts that are given to us, we're given various sensory gifts. And from a psychic perspective, you are understanding the past to be in the present and looking into the future. The difference between that and mediumship is when we are working within mediumship, we are actually channeling. We are channeling through our guides, or we are channeling through the loved ones that come through to us. Where my strength lies in terms of being a psychic medium, and that's why I can't just call myself a psychic or a clairvoyant, is that I cross over regularly. Okay. So I host regular crossing over events, and when clients come to see me for a reading, more often than not, someone will come through who wants to talk to them, and I channel that person. Okay. Evidentially, I think that's also something that I might just need to explain. I am able to bring through evidence of the loved one. So they will show something of themselves that the person who's sitting with me, who's come for the reading, would be the only one who'd be able to identify with that.
Okay.
It's evidence of their spirit on the other side, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, thank you.
Does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. It does, definitely. It's definitely given me more clarity as well, because I've often seen these words played around with each other,
yes.
And for
yes.
me, it's definitely given me better insight. So that's all we have time for today, Heather. Thank you very much. How can our listeners contact you?
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I've got various means of contacting me. The easiest is probably on my mobile, which, can I give you the number?
Yes, please.
Is that okay? All right. It's 082-493-1281.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Facebook pages that are linked to my website. So the Butterfly Journey is the one Facebook page. That's my life coaching Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other Facebook page is Heather Ann Bender, Psychic and Evidential Medium, and that also connects to my website. And, of course, they can find me on Body and Mind.
Yes, you can, indeed. Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for your time, Heather. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to chatting to you further after this.
Thank you so much, Tara, and I appreciate it too. Have a blessing of a day.